It's an absolutely great day, Louisiana Agriculture, Forestry, and Aquaculture. We've just completed our second full day here in England. Today we travel to Drax Power Station, and that is about a two-hour high-speed train ride by rail, high-speed rail, outside of London towards York. And this particular facility is the largest biomass generating a facility for electricity, in the United Kingdom. It was once Western Europe's largest coal-fired plant, once the largest of Western Europe. It produces enough power for 5 million homes, or about 8% of the entire utilization of electricity here in the United Kingdom. It uses about 7.5 million tons of biomass. It comes in as 4 or 5 train loads per day. Per day, a train car at 70 tons lasts about 5 minutes. That's how much goes through there. They're running 4 big steam turbine generators. They can run 6. And most of that, 80% of that, the wood pellets come from the southeast United States, and the vast majority of that from Louisiana. More than 2,000 metric tons comes from, again, more than 2,000 metric tons comes from Baton Rouge alone to that one particular facility, moving up to 2.5 million metric tons. 2.5 million metric tons. It's a huge facility. We'll be meeting tomorrow. We'll be there meeting with members of Parliament tomorrow. We're headed to Parliament in the morning, and then we will be meeting again with more Drax officials, and then we will be at the United States Embassy and meeting with our U.S. ambassador, and we'll be talking trade, all things trade. And then on Thursday, we'll be meeting with rice millers here. They've asked us to come and talk about the rice industry in Louisiana specifically. So a lot of things going on. Also, in the top of the news, we are now have lost 5 members of the Louisiana House and Senate delegation. Our good friend, our dear friend, Representative Troy Romero, has resigned from the House. He made that formal announcement and then notified the Speaker on Friday. His last day in office will be December the 14th. And, of course, we'll be hearing more from Troy about this. Also, because what happened in New Orleans, we lost Jason Hughes and Matt Willard, and Joseph Bowie is the new head of Southern University, and Chad Brown of Plaquemine is going to head ATF. So a special election will be called very soon, and we will, again, have 5 new members elected. Also on the top of the news, President Trump has announced details of the $12 billion farm package. And if you saw, if any of you have the ability, you can watch it on YouTube, the meeting and sitting to the left of the president, his immediate left next to the president. For the entire meeting, there was our own Merrill Kennedy of Marouge. And, talking about rice and agriculture, we're very proud of Merrill. She was right there, literally there at the left hand of the president. And talking to the president and advising him, specifically talking about the issues in the rice industry and giving him a list of countries that are dumping rice here in the United States. And that is the big picture. The president said, I want to know what countries those are. And he said, we can correct that problem today. That was his words, today, in this meeting and moving forward. So, again, I want to thank Merrill for everything that she has done and what she did, again, in helping us to move agriculture positive again. The Spanish swine flu outbreak is going to deliver more U.S. export gains in the swine industry. And, of course, we're watching the swine flu. Spain, again, as we've seen an outbreak in Spain. And, of course, we're watching for that as well. So, again, watching the Spanish flu outbreak there in what we're talking about, from it's the swine and African swine fever. We're watching that very, very, very closely. All right, let's take a look now at what's happening in all the different markets as well. We're going to take a quick deep dive into the markets. going to start off looking at oil. And so while we are here, we looked at the price of gasoline. Gasoline here in the United Kingdom is over $7 a gallon. I'm going to repeat that. It's over $7 a gallon for a gallon of gasoline. And so, all right, so let's take a look at oil across the board. Oil is West Texas Intermediate is down 66 cents at 58.22, while World Crude is down 57 cents at 61.92. Natural gas is down 2.93 at $4.77. Louisiana Light Crude is up 84 cents at 61.88. The euro has went down a little bit, just a little bit, about 0.4%. Against the dollars at 1.1638, British pound down 0.068 at 1.3317. The Japanese yen is down 0.6, almost 0.7% now, 0.0064. And the Chinese yuan is rising, but fractionally at 0.1414. All right, now let's take a look at the big board. The big board is up. The Dow is up right now 47 points at 47,786. NASDAQ is up 45 at 23,591. The S&P is up 11.4 at 6,857. It is a mixed picture across. Pharmaceuticals are trending down. Oil is trending up. Chevron is trending up, as so is Murphy, Phillips 66, Shell, and the others. Now, on the commodities, cotton December 25 up 0.25 at 63.89. Soybean futures down 6.5 at 10.87 1/4. Corn futures are up 2.5 at 4.46 1/4. Rough rice futures down 0.11 at 10.04. Chicago soft red winter wheat down 2.5 at 5.32.27. Live cattle futures up 0.52 at 227.2. Feeder cattle down 0.10 at 330.32. And now let's take a look at sugar. And, of course, sugar right now is trading at 33.5 unchanged. One of the big issues that we are here in the United Kingdom meeting, we'll be meeting with, again, Parliament members, industry people, our officials, and others, is really to explain the timber industry. We have legislators with us, timber officials with us, and, again, the fact that we are an infinitely renewable resource. And the fact that, you know, here in the United Kingdom, they must import their biomass because strictly there are no old forests here. There are no forests left here in England, in the United Kingdom. And what we do as far as, you know, having timber plantations where we plant and we harvest and we replant and we, you know, and we continue to do this, that's a concept that is very foreign to the people here in Britain, because all they know of is the forest that used to be here 400 years ago. So we are explaining that, and it's where they understand, again, the fact that this is an infinitely renewable resource that is carbon positive. So it's amazing to watch how this is done. These massive steam turbines and these, and the rail cars come in and unload in motion, never stop. And it runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But it requires the feedstock coming from Louisiana down the mighty Mississippi River, being put on ships there in Baton Rouge, and again, and moved here all the way into England. And they have four major ports that these products come in on. Now, let's take a look what's going on the calendar. December 18th is the next, and that's the Farm Management Tool Workshop in Tallulah. January the 9th, 2026, LCA Convention, Baton Rouge. January 21st, it's going to be the Noble Research Institute Business of Grazing course, Bossier City. January 23rd, 24th, Rooted in Leadership Conference in Baton Rouge. Now, if you have something that we need to see, send it to us at news@lfbf.org. Also, you can tune in. Just click on Go to the Daily Voice, and you can click on the Morning Farm Report, the Cotton Report, the Soybean Report, the Corn Report, the Rice Report, and beginning next year, I'm sure, the Daily Crawfish Report. That's right, the Crawfish Report. And, of course, again, so it says on one of the articles in the Daily Voice, Christmas crawfish are around the corner. That's right. So just again, we just can't wait. Now is the time we are getting ready. But you can find some wonderful shrimp right now. you can find some frozen crawfish tails and make sure certified Louisiana products. That is key. And again, our applications are open now for the second round of the USDA Supplemental Disaster Relief Program. And so, again, check with your farm services agency. And again, that is so very, very, very important. So a lot of things going on here. And of course, tomorrow for us is going to be extremely busy as we work again to promote the timber industry, and then Thursday, the rice industry in this phase of our travels here abroad. So again, the main key is, Don, you're home. Don't forget, it's gumbo time, right? Gumbo time. Always ask before you eat, where does this seafood come from? Because that is how we make a difference. Fresh, local, certified Louisiana products. So always demand the finest products in the whole wide world. And don't forget, you need that. You got to get that big box of sweet potatoes, those local pecans. Pick up some of them Bajorons, Little Eva, Cane River. And, of course, you can get those for Christmas presents as well, especially, you know, those carob and chocolate-covered, you know, pecans and also, you know, pecan clusters. So many wonderful, wonderful things. And, of course, those citrus products, pick up a box or a bag. Make great Christmas presents, and they keep you very, very, very healthy. Ripened on the tree. That's right, ripened on the citrus. Right there. Just incredible. Don't forget to check out the Market Bulletin. Been around since 1906, going strong today. Latest news from ag, recipes by Certified Louisiana, and access to those classifieds to buy and sell ag equipment, services, animals, you name it. Check us out on Facebook. You can follow us, what's happening here in England, on Facebook. So check us out at the department. And also tune in to Crawfish Tales, T-A-L-E-S, who tell the story, the people, the places, the culture, and all things certified Louisiana. Louisiana's where the good things grow, the finest seafood is harvested, and the timber is unlimited in scope. That's right, at the end of the day. The more we travel, the more we understand that at the fundamental duty of mankind is to feed the world. Please take care. I will visit with you again tomorrow from somewhere here in London. Take care, stay safe, and God bless.